This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 to order.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Pain at the pump is off the chart.
This is people are going to have to start making the decision to whether to put food on the table or to start filling up their tanks.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Gas is like $4.20 right now a gallon. I know, it's so sad.
Are you okay?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Things have gone just in the opposite direction, and they're killing us. They're killing the working man.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If Biden got in, you'd be paying $7, $8, $9. Didn't they say, get rid of your car?
Well, you all imagined it. That's why we're here today. Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Before we do our Thanks, Brandon weekly segment, which is probably going to be more than a weekly segment, but we're going to make it a tradition here for the time being on Monday night, the last hour. I want to play some cuts from Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts. He was on with John Keller on Channel 4 yesterday. I'm going to guess you didn't see it. I didn't see it either, but someone tipped me off to it. And, oh, my goodness. He's in a state of denial. It's not just a river in Egypt anymore. He's in a state of denial about what happened to him.
You're a loser.
And he can take no responsibility. Carol Markowitz had a great column in the New York Post today saying, these people that did this to us when it comes to COVID, they need to apologize. You know, they got to get into the 12-step program, you know, and the first thing you do is you apologize. The first thing you do is you admit you have a problem. And he admitted he has a problem by not running for reelection because he was going to lose. But now he's saying he doesn't have a problem. And he's refusing to apologize to any of the people that he harmed, which is everybody in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, basically. Well, maybe not the hacks, not the judges and the clerk magistrates who haven't worked for 2 years, in essence. But he think of all the people he harmed. And I've got a good column coming on Wednesday. If you don't like Charlie Parker, you're going to like this column a lot. It turned up. It came over the transom today. You know, it's amazing what you can... As I've always told the Globe people, you don't have to make stuff up. You just have to keep your eyes open. You don't even have to expend that much shoe leather. Just keep your eyes open and take phone calls and open your emails.
Did this just happen?
In your snail mail. Well, I'll tell you about it when we do the column. This is one of these things that it works better as a column, and then we can talk about it. But anyway, this was Charlie Parker, the governor, yesterday with John Keller on Channel 4 and talking about his decision, quote-unquote, not to run for re-election. Cut one.
Well, the last poll I saw had something like 80%+ of Massachusetts Republicans saying it's very important to them that their gubernatorial nominee be loyal to the former president. What do you think of that? And is, in all candor, surely that was a factor in you deciding not to run, right?
No, it was not a factor in my decision not to run. I do believe that if the lieutenant governor and I had run for re-election, it would have been a ton of work, but I do believe we would have been very, very competitive.
The last poll I saw in a Republican primary, he has to get 15% of the vote at the Republican convention in Springfield in May. That wasn't totally a done deal. But then he has to win a primary when I believe he was down like 30, 40 points among Republican voters in some polls that I saw. But no, that wouldn't have been a problem. Cut two.
And I say that for two reasons. Number one, Turnout varies from year to year in primaries and in general elections, and there's a lot you can do if you have name identification and a strong campaign to move turnout. And the second thing I would say is, generally speaking, people in Massachusetts appreciate the work we've done. And I don't think at the end of the day, when you run for office, at the end of the day, it's going to be about a person or an individual. It's going to be about your message, your work, and whether or not people believe it's a message and a track record that they can support. And I've felt for a long time that our administration has a track record that people can support.
Number three in COVID deaths, number one in unemployment for several months. $52,000 from the nursing homes, where over 50% of the people that were dying in the state were perishing. Yeah, you have quite a track record. At the end of the day. What a cliche, at the end of the day. So, Charlie Parker, who do you like in 2024 for president? Cut three.
Do you see a Republican on the national scene that you could get excited about for president in a couple of years?
I'm not all that into hypotheticals. There are plenty of people at the national level I could get excited about.
I mean,
sure.
Just give me an example of people you admire, a couple of people you admire.
Why don't we talk about that when we get a little farther toward the end of the term, or even get into that period? Because who knows who's actually going to be on the campaign trail then?
Okay, fair enough.
I think he's been contacted by these people saying, please don't mention me, please.
I'll send you some money if you don't mention my name. Talk about, he's Typhoid Mary. He's among several Typhoid Marys of the room. He's a Kinzinger. He's a Liz Cheney. He's poison is what he is. Regrets, he's had a few, but then again, too few to mention. Cut four.
Any regrets looking back on the past 7 years?
Oh, sure. I got tons. The one thing I would say, John, because I only got 15 seconds, I've never had a job that's as humbling as this one.
He's never had a job, period, I'd say.
Because you're never as good as you would like to be, and you'll never be able to be as successful as you would like to be, and you'll never be able to help as many people as you would like to help. And it's annoying and it's frustrating, and you sort of have to fall back on the fact that at the same time, you do get an opportunity with the blessing of the voters of the Commonwealth to do a lot of good things.
Why didn't he apologize about lying about the fisherman from New Bedford, Taylor, from your neck of the woods, and his two sons?
I don't know. Composite fisherman.
Why didn't he apologize about all the state police scandals or the Registry of Motor Vehicles scandals or the Department of Children and Family scandals?
In a room.
But this is the weirdest one of all. Remember when Trump was talking about Putin was smart? You know, that he picked up a large country for $2 in sanctions? And he was just speaking tactically. He wasn't saying that, you know, he thought he was a wonderful guy. He just thought it was wise what he'd done. And how can you dispute that? I mean, it's turned out that it wasn't as clean an invasion as he had anticipated, but that's all he said. But listen to what Charlie Parker says about Russia and China. And again, there's no pushback whatsoever from the amen chorus in the Boston media. Cut five.
Chris Sununu, the New Hampshire governor, said a few months ago he passed up a run for the Senate because he met with some Republican senators and came away thinking they didn't really want to do anything except obstruct Biden and fight with the Democrats. Do you feel the same way about the Republicans in Congress?
I think people in Washington, generally speaking, on both sides, spend way too much time fighting with each other on the day-to-day. And I'll tell you what, our two biggest geopolitical opponents, China and Russia, they don't spend a lot of time fighting among themselves. They spend a lot of time
thinking
about where they fit and where they want to be as the world turns and as time goes on. And I think the folks in Washington need to spend a little less time fighting with each other and a little more time doing the things that matter to America.
You know why Baker likes dictators? Because he liked being a dictator. The legislature let him get away with doing whatever he wanted to do, and what he wanted to do as it turns out, was destroy the entire state of Massachusetts. And he has. Mission accomplished, Charlie Parker. You did it. Hope you're happy. Your political career is over at the age of 65. He keeps saying that over and over. Did he mention on the thing that he was 65 again? Like that, he's taken to mentioning his age all the time.
No, but in fairness, I didn't sit still for the entire interview.
I can't say as I blame you. That will not be held against you on your permanent record, Taylor. You got enough cuts to embarrass him and irritate the hell out of it. My blood pressure is higher than it was when this segment began. I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad it's over. I'm glad this segment is over and we can go move on to Thanks Brandon here in just a moment. 844-500-4242. What do you want to thank Brandon for here? And you can go on our line 844-500-4242, or you can text us. Text Howie to 63566. And if you want to hear the baby crying, the baby is thanking Brandon by crying. We have a nice baby at HowieCarshow.com. It's an 11-second clip. He's told at the price.
A beautiful baby. A talented baby.
A very talented baby. And he reacts. He's 3 months old, and he knows what Brandon has done to the country, and he starts crying when he hears the news. Won't be the last time he cries, probably, as long as the Democrats are in power. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
The phrase is, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Let's go, Brandon. We got full lines here. People are ready to take it out on somebody. Don't take it out on your pet or anybody in the household. Take it out on just spew your vitriol. It's not vitriol. It's you're frustrated, and you should be. We're all frustrated, including the baby. Our federal debt has now reached more than $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr Show. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results so far?
Who is most responsible for the outrageous gas prices, Trump, Putin, or Biden?
Brandon.
96% say Brandon.
Prescription jugs.
603 about the Charlie Parker cuts we just played. Finally taking my kids to a Bruins game this week with vax mandate gone. We'll be going to halftime pizza, though. Thanks, Charlie Parker. That's gone. It's one of the thousands of restaurants gone. It's a good place. It was a good place to go before the game. Baker's 508. Baker never made a serious attempt to clean up and fix the MBTA. I should have mentioned that, by the way. Yeah. Remember he brought in an executive from GE and the guy was gone 9 months later? Yes, I do remember that. By the way, if I said that it was a football price point shaving scandal at BC, I meant to say basketball. I know that. Because, again, like I was in the courtroom when they sensed the judge, he was a black judge, first black judge in the Eastern District of New York, Henry Bramwell, sentenced Rick Kuhn to 10 years in prison. Rick Kuhn couldn't believe it. Jimmy the Gent Burke took it more stoically because, you know, he was a wise guy. Thus the title of the book, which was later turned into Goodfellas as a movie. 844-500-4242. What do you want to
think? A wise guy, huh?
He died in prison, Jimmy the Gent. I don't know what happened to Rick Kuhn, but Jimmy the Gent got cancer and died. Les, that often happens with these guys. Les, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Les.
Yes, Howie.
I was listening to you for a long time, and I met you many times on the book signing. I just wondering, you think it was accidental that they left the weapons in Afghanistan, or they playing with Putin?
I was told this by a bureaucrat, and I believe it to be the case. He said, if you have a choice between corruption and incompetence in the federal government, 99 times out of 100, it's incompetence. And I believe that's correct. They didn't know what they were doing, and they didn't care. But it was crazy. I mean, that was a joke when the invasion started, that Putin was waiting for us to send some aid to the Ukrainians so he could get $86 billion worth of free military equipment for himself like the Taliban did. Thanks for the call, Les. Florida Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Florida Bob.
Hi, Howie. My snacks have gone sky high, like potato chips and popcorn. My potato chips from $2.99 to $3.89. For a 7-ounce bag.
You know, I go to this, I started going to this specialty place up in North Palm Beach, and it's called Carmine's. It's really good. And so I bought these chips, Garden of Eden. They're really good. They're superior. I usually buy Market Basket generic chips when I'm home, but I must say these are better. So I went there. I said, wow, these are really good. I got the multi-grain. They were even better than the blue chips. Guess what, Florida Bob? They're gone. I can't get any Garden of Eden chips. Yeah. I can't. And then I went to Publix in Palm Beach, and I said, can I get it? They're gone there, too. And so then I went around the corner, and I'm still looking for that box Kleenex, the generic brand. I still can't. I can't get any. That hasn't been around for a month.
Electric cars?
What?
Can I ask a question about electric cars?
Yes, you can. I don't know that I can answer it except to say they're too expensive.
Well, my friends can't answer this question either. I see people on TV with their electric cars recharging them for 300 miles. Are they paying for that electricity or is it free?
I guess if you go to Whole Foods and you go to the charging station, then it's on the arm. But someone's paying for it, and someone has to produce the electricity to recharge your batteries in your electric car. No question about that. Thanks for the call, Florida Bob. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. For what used to be a 40-hour work week, living pretty comfortably, and now it's a 60-hour work week of sanding wood trim until my fingertips bleed. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, I felt bad for that guy. I put him in my column last week. He texted on Friday, working 8 hours of OT today to fill up my tank with gasoline. I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, people are having to work longer hours. Keep working, millions of illegal aliens, gangbangers, border crossers, teen moms, fentanyl dealers, MS-13 wannabes. They're all counting on you, John. And they're counting on me. They're counting on everybody listening to this show. Stupid gringos that we are. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, I just saw a 2016 Toyota Highlander at a local dealer with 112,000+ miles on it going for $25,561, which is what it cost when it was new. Thanks, Brandon. I've been trying, here's another one, 617. I've been trying to find the 2-liter glass bottles of San Pellegrino and haven't been able to find a box of them for 6 months. I mean, these are just, you know, it doesn't end your life not to be able to find the generic Kleenex boxes or Garden of Eden multigrain chips or San Pellegrino 2 liters, but it just makes life a little less pleasant, doesn't it? to have to wonder about things like this, because you begin to wonder, what's next? What will Brandon deprive me of next? 844-500-4242. What do you want to thank Brandon for, whether it's gas prices, home heating oil, kerosene, propane, or the price at the grocery store, or the fact that your favorite local restaurant shuts down earlier or has fewer days operation now because they can't find people to work because everybody's gotten so lazy and they all just want to take time off. John, you're next with Howie Carr. John from Portland. Go ahead.
Hey, Howie. I'd like to thank Brandon for the high gas prices. And people are trying to figure out why he's so against using any of our own resources. But I suggest looking into who's invested in the infrastructure that's going to be needed to bring these electric cars to fruition as they see it. And if I recall, I think the Bidens are really heavily invested in iridium, which is an element that is going to be paramount if they were to promote that industry.
I mean, how crazy is the situation when Elon Musk, who basically owns Tesla, which is the premier electric vehicle manufacturer in the world, is saying that we need to start drilling again and get more oil and natural gas? I mean, if Elon Musk, you know, it hurts his business to say that we need more oil and gas, but he understands that if the country goes under, if the whole of all of Western civilization goes into a funk or a depression, it's going to hurt his business more than you know, having to compete on a level playing field without government subsidies. It's terrible. Why does Elon Musk understand it, but not Dementia Joe Biden, and or I should say the caregivers around Dementia Joe Biden, because you can't expect anything of him. He doesn't even know what the name of the country that has invaded Ukraine is. Sometimes he says Soviet Union. Sometimes he says Russia. Sometimes he says they're invading Russia. The Russians are invading Russia. He said that last week. And he also said the Russians are indiscriminately firing, that was his word, a big word for Brandon, into Russian cities, not Ukrainian cities, Russian cities. 844-500-4242. 978, just purchased a locking fuel door for my pickup truck, just in case. Thanks, Brandon. Yeah, again, there are certain industries that are booming. Those who produce locks for gas caps. Those who produce the stickers that say, I did that, and there's a picture of Joe Biden on it. Those things are selling like the proverbial hotcakes.
Had my first sighting of those over the weekend.
Really?
Yes. Took a while, but
I'm surprised it took so long.
A pretty liberal stronghold.
They've been down here in Florida for months.
There were three on one tank. It was glorious.
Once you get started, it's hard to stop with the thanks, Brandon.
And they did a really smart thing. I'm not promoting it because it is technically vandalism, and the gas station can be fined. But so you couldn't scrape off the sticker, they placed it on top of the inspection sticker that was on the tank. On the pump, rather.
Oh, that would be good. Someone told me that they'd seen a bunch of people standing around the meat counter at a market basket, and they didn't know what it was. They suspected it was because the prices had gone up again on a nice cut of porterhouse or something. But they went over, and someone had flipped one of those signs on the meat container, the Saran wrap or whatever it was, which is, by the way, made out of a byproduct of petroleum. So that's going up too, in addition to the meat prices. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to thank Brandon for prescription jugs.
Prescription jugs.
Prescription jugs.
Yes. Did you have to drive for prescription jugs? Because some people are saying they have to drive to a different CVS or Walgreens to get it because some of these places are now running short of various prescription jugs. By the way, that was another story today that you're not going to see on the network newscast tonight. I'm looking for it now here. This is from WND. Tens of millions of doses being trashed as demand for COVID vaccines collapses. coronavirus vaccines that were paid for to go into the arms of Americans. They were, and they, and we paid a premium price. These were not popularly priced vaccines, are going down the drain or into a landfill now that many places in America have more doses than people who want them. About 9.5% of the doses shipped from the federal government have been wasted, according to the Centers for Disease Control. That amounts to about 65 million doses, according to the Associated Press, which is, of course, an arm of the state-run media. So if they're saying, if the Associated Press is saying they've wasted 65 million doses, you got to ask yourself, how many have really been wasted? 844-500-4242-339. Market Basket had plenty of store brand tissues today. Have the producers of the Howie Carr Show mail some down to you. I'm going to be back, by the way, in Massachusetts next week. So I'll be picking I'll be going to my favorite Market Basket, the one in Waltham. I think it's the number 2-1 in the chain for sales. I'll be back. Mike Dunleavy, I'll be back. You'll be seeing me at the Market Basket. By the way, if you want to see me on next week, we still have some tickets left for the VIP show. Go to HowieCarrShow.com. And where do they go from there, Taylor?
Just click on the VIP experience tab, and you can navigate your way through there to purchase tickets to the VIP experience here at the Howie Carr Show studio.
And we have a few tickets remaining for all 3 days, correct?
Yeah, some limited availability on, what is it, we're doing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week.
And I know for a fact that Alma Gausch is coming in one of those days.
Oh, man. That's I like all the food that comes in, but I'm looking forward to some Alma Gausch, some Brazilian meats. I like the sausages. I like the potato salad. I like the cheese bread. It's all very good. But we'll have good meals every day next week. So come on down if you want to check in and get the VIP experience. It's the whole four-hour show, meet and have pictures taken with all of us. You get 2 free books, each person who comes in, from the Howie Carr books. It's a good deal. 844, and no masks. It's kind of like a Charlie Parker Christmas party. 844-500. The only difference being that we don't tell you you should wear masks and then just laugh at all the buffoons who are wearing masks, unlike Charlie Parker. 844-500-4242-603. Bruce from the Mets. Howie, tell Taylor thanks for the sticker idea. I have a bunch, and they always get scraped off.
I wasn't giving an idea. I was giving advice on what you shouldn't do.
You could do that, but as Richard Nixon used to say, but that would be wrong. I could get $1 million for the plumbers, but that would be wrong. Andrea, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andrea.
Howie, the White House is now a dictatorship. If you call to leave a message, there is no way to leave a voicemail. You get a message, and they'll give you a web address to send them something, or you can call Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday between 10 and 2 for somebody to answer the phone. I've called the White House through a dozen different presidencies. Never in my life, and I'm almost as old as you are, never have I found any president who does not let you leave a voicemail when such technology was available.
Are we sure they're not using the same number as the chump line to take their messages?
I don't think they're worried about deficits the way we're worried about deficits on the chump line. We're having to run up our bill like that. I think Andrea's right that this is probably a new thing that they don't want to be deluged. They don't want to be bothered. You know, do they have a special? They should have a special line set up though for illegal aliens, shouldn't they? You know, people or terrorists who've just swum across the Rio Grande to call so they can find out where the nearest welfare office is.
Except that's kept from the citizens. Okay, that's only for them, Howie, and they get it when they come over.
We don't have the number wouldn't be available for us because we would flood it with lines of complaint. You know, you're right. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Pharma John. I sent 2 calves to market last week. I assumed about $100 each. My check was for $2.80. Not a typo. Thanks, Brandon. 508, try finding sidewall shingles. Been waiting months. Thanks, Brandon. Shingles are pretty much a necessity if you need a shingle, aren't they? How can they not have shingles? I forgot. Brandon's president. If you don't have voicemail at the White House, why would you have shingles? 844-500-4242. Christine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christine. Who do you want to thank? What do you want to thank Brandon for?
I want to thank Brandon for the enforcement of the health care worker vaccination mandate, because I will tell you that I spent my energy in August of 2021 in Maine, thanks to Janet Mills, making our x-ray department stay open. And because of the recent enforcement, thanks to Brett Kavanaugh, who I stood up for, and I stood by him, and
he walked away. He walked away from you, didn't he, Christine?
Oh, my God. He walked away from me, Howie. You have no idea. I am so unbelievably disappointed. You have no idea. So today, people I wrote exemptions for back in August and September and October of 2021 to keep that radiology department open in Machias, Maine, now are, because of Brett Kavanaugh, they are enforcing the CMS mandate. And I said today, I will not write exemptions anymore because my license is on the line and this hospital needs to suffer because I will not go down because of these sheep with their bellies up.
Why don't they just do away with the mandates? Didn't they get the memo from the Democrat pollsters? COVID's over. You declare victory and walk away.
You would think so, Howie. But I cannot understand the mentality in our world right now. I just cannot understand it. People will not fight. They spend more energy trying to follow the policy than they do to critically think and follow the science.
Well put, Christine. And I hope things work out for you and everybody else in Machiasport. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, as we're hearing tonight, and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. Just consider, the Dow Jones is in the red this year, down 800 points today. Among the reasons that investors and everyone else has the jitters, foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt. The D.C. Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that been working out for you? At the supermarket, at the gas station, anywhere. It's Jimmy Carter all over again. Stagflation, misery index. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact that's happening again. And by the way, Bitcoin is not digital gold. It's time to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your no obligation Biden inflation report. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The jump line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Windows are now 12 to 36 weeks out. One of the texts there says, ugh. Then Someone says the price of his allergy medicine, 60 pills, used to be $18. Now it's $28. 844-500-4242-207. Musk understands that petroleum is needed to mine minerals for his batteries, and petroleum is needed to transport his electric cars to the buyer. Yeah, in other words, he's sane. He's paying attention. He's a businessman. I mean, if only there were any people in any of those categories in the Brandon administration, it would be different. But there aren't any businessmen. There's no one sane, and there's no one paying attention. And that's why we're in the fix we're in. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr as we thank Brandon. Go ahead, David.
Oh, hi, Howie. Am I on with you, Howie?
Yes.
Hi. I want to talk about some LNG in Everett. You know, in Massachusetts, we pay the third highest price in this.
Right, liquefied natural gas.
Massachusetts is third, okay?
Yeah.
In the meantime, there's this guy, Herald writer Mark Perry. He wrote this great article, February 3rd, 2018, about this epic U.S. energy boom cruises by the region, okay? And it talks about the fact that all of this oil from the Russian Arctic was coming into Everett, and it was 4,500 miles from here, you know?
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're exporting from Maryland at a new Dominion plant. 4 years ago, we started exporting LNG.
What's the point?
There,
what's the point,
is,
David?
About 350 miles, you know?
What's the point? Oh, you're saying we should just be bringing up the oil from Maryland rather than importing energy from Russia 4,500 miles away?
500 miles away. We've got it 350 miles away in the meantime because we have no U.S. flagged LNG tankers because of the Jones Act, that maybe we need to get rid of the Jones Act.
Yeah, so many reforms that Congress passes just make things worse. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Thanks for the call, David. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Don't call me Brandon.
I apologize.
Don't call me late for dinner either. Okay, go ahead.
I would like to thank Brandon, though. My Democrat friends no longer want to engage in any senseless babble trying to defend the guy. And they also say a word when I say the election was stolen.
Really?
Yep. I work with a bunch, and they've become very silent lately.
Do any of them speak ill of Brandon, or do they just not say anything?
They're not saying anything. No, they're not there yet, but they're just... They're mum.
One day at a time, Brian. One day at a time. Thanks for the call. Quickly, Rambo, very quickly. Got about 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Howie, broadcasting from the soldier's home here. Hey, I got hit by an unregistered driver this morning. Unregistered. We need more illegals.
Don't worry. Your deductible is only $500 or $1,000. It's the price you pay to celebrate diversity. I'm Howie Carr.